Weekend 22. These are the biggest songs of the week. The Weekend 22.
The biggest songs in Christian music.
The Weekend 22. Weekend 22.
This is the Weekend 22 Countdown. I'm Stu Gray for Josh Ashton. It's the top 22 Christian hit songs from across the country. Hope you're having a great weekend. This week on the show, Holland talking to us about what ministry means to her. Michael Tate of Newsboys shares about staying accountable. Switchfoot tells us about their goals of reaching people and learning as they go. And Lauren Daigle offers some advice to aspiring songwriters and musicians. We'll also hear new music from Andy Mineo and Neon Feather. And of course, we've got the top 22 songs of the week. Getting us started is new music from Katie Hurst. From her album, How Could I Be Silent, this is Lights on the Weekend 22.
Now, the countdown begins. This week's number 22.
Lost in the cracks. That was me before your love came around. Fading to black. I was living with the power out. And I was thinking I could handle this. Get me up and out from under this. Nothing happened when I pulled the switch. But then you hit the lights on my heart. So there was nothing left of the dark. I was like a night with no stars. But then you hit the lights. It's like you hit the lights on my heart. So there was nothing left of the dark. I was like a night with no stars. But then you hit the lights.
Why do we try to look around with our eyes shut closed? Blind to lead the blind. Nobody really knowing where to go.
And I was thinking I could handle this. Get me up and out from under this. Nothing happened when I pulled the switch. But then you hit the lights on my heart. So there was nothing left.
Jumping in at number 22, that's Katie Hurst, Lights on the Weekend 22. We've already arrived at our first special guest on this week's show, Holland. Here's what she shared about what ministry means to her.
When I hear ministry, I just hear walking in the calling that God has for your life. And I think if you're in tune with what He wants you to do, then that's going to minister to people. And I don't necessarily believe that you have to do worship music or be a pop artist or be a rap artist or whatever. And just if you don't even do music, the way you live your life is a testament to who you really are and who you're following. And so I think that's a ministry in itself.
Thank you, Holland. She lands at number 21 this week with Everything and More, featuring Aaron Cole on the Weekend 22.
Number 21.
I was wrong. Everything and more.
We were best friends, yeah, I thought that you knew that. Every night
didn't say that I loved you. Oh, oh, oh. I was too scared to admit it. Oh, oh, oh. I'm gonna say what's on my mind. Yeah,
wish
yeah.
I could go back, make things right. Should've told you like a thousand times. Should've never let you go. Yeah, now I know.
I was wrong to ever let you go. You're the one. And I see it now. I give it all. 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 Cause you deserve everything and more. Oh.
Turning off the radio, our song. It's not helping. Got the same friends. No one ever is saying that she makes you happy.
Slipping to number 21, that's Holland and Aaron Cole, Everything and More on the Weekend 22. As the primary songwriter and vocalist for the band House Fires, Pat Barrett's talent for putting intangible feelings into words rose to notoriety when he co-wrote the song Good Good Father and shifted the collective worship set list around the nation. Build My Life follows the telltale signs of a Pat Barrett song, formatted to fit into our day-to-day playlists with a message and sound that would feel at home on a Sunday morning. Moving up one spot to number 20, this is Pat Barrett, Build My Life on the Weekend 22.
Number 20.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside.
breath we could ever breathe. We live for you.
Pat Barrett, Build My Life, number 20 this week on The Weekend 22.
The Weekend 22.
I am Stu Gray for Josh Ashton, and these are the top 22 most played songs on Christian hit radio from all over the country. Who will top the Weekend 22 charts this week? Will For King and Country stay at number one for a sixth week with God Only Knows?
God Only Knows.
Can Switch take the lead with Symphony? Or will it be Lauren Daigle jumping to the top with Look Up, Child? You'll have to find out by staying with us right here on the Weekend 22 Countdown.
The Weekend 22.
This Easter, from 20th Century Fox and Franklin Entertainment comes Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz, based on a true story. When Joy Smith's son John falls through an icy Missouri lake, all hope seems lost. But a mother's belief in the power of prayer inspires her community to trust God to do the impossible.
Please, God, send your Holy Spirit to save my son.
Breakthrough, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. In theaters Wednesday, April 17th. Tickets and showtimes available at breakthroughmovie.com.
This is the Weekend 22 Countdown. Hope your weekend's going great. I am Stu Gray for Josh Ashton. It's your favorite songs this weekend from across the country. We've hit number 19. This is new music from Gavi with you on the Weekend 22.
Number 19.
Losing all my patience somehow.
tell nothing's up. Yeah, try to find a lie. Losing sight of why I started.
Making its debut at number 19, that's Gavi with You on the Weekend 22. Our next song from Jesus Culture reminds us that Jesus is a kind and compassionate Father who meets us right where we are when we surrender to Him. He calls us to step out of the shadows, like this song says, and run straight towards Him. He is not afraid of the mess or the wrestling, the questions or the pain. Only in Him do we find complete freedom and wholeness. Jumping ahead four spots, this is Jesus Culture featuring Kim Walker Smith. Freedom on the Weekend 22.
Number 18.
Step out of the shadows. Step out of the grave. Break into the wild. And don't be afraid. Run into wide open spaces, graces waiting for you. Dance like the weight has been lifted, graces waiting. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Waiting.
shake at the sound of Jesus' name. Lives made whole, hearts awake at the sound of Jesus' name.
Chains will fall, prisons shake at the sound of Jesus' name. Lives made whole, hearts awake at the sound of Jesus' name.
Taking over the number 18 spot, that's Freedom from Jesus Culture with Kim Walker Smith on The Weeknd 22. The Weeknd 22 and 20th Century Fox has the chance for you to win a pair of tickets to see the inspirational film Breakthrough. It hits theaters April 17th. Breakthrough is based on the true story of one mother's unfaltering love in the face of impossible odds. Log on to weekend22.com and click on the contest link for your chance to win tickets to see Breakthrough from The Weeknd 22. Before we get back to the music, let's take a minute to hear what Newsboys vocalist Michael Tate shared with us about staying accountable by reading his Bible.
I stay in the Word. I mean, I have to stay in the Word. The Word feeds me. It's like I read it's in Psalms 119. What's 119? Holiness. Set apart. I mean, you got it together. You're perfect. The fact is, you're striving as a human because it's a pursuit when we're humans. We attain it when we get to heaven. But right now, we strive to be not a goody two-shoe for God. I don't care about that. God's just a baby. Good English, you know where. Goodness, you know, a little red star the other day, a little red star on the wall, a little silver star. Whatever. Be obedient to his commandments. Follow his ways. That's pretty much the Christian walk. Once again, easier said than done.
Newsboys frontman Michael Tate there. Thanks, Mike. His band has our highest debut of the week. This is Greatness of God, number 17 on The Weeknd 22.
Number 17.
This world has been crying out for hope, for a hero to save us. We long for the supernatural.
But there is only one God who can save the day. So clear the stage, prepare the way, 'cause heaven and earth are singing. Glory, hallelujah. Let the whole world see the greatness of our God. In awesome wonder, he reigns forever. We know the greatness of our God. His power is endless. He lives within us. We know the greatness of our Savior wears the crown. There's none who can stop him. Not even the grave could hold him down. There is only one king who can save the day. So clear the stage, prepare the way, 'cause heaven and earth are singing. Glory, hallelujah. Let the whole world see. Our God, his power is endless. He lives within us. We know the greatness.
That's Newsboys, Greatness of God, new at number 17 on the Weekend 22. We're on our way to the number one song in the country. Coming up on the countdown, we'll chat with John Foreman of Switchfoot and hear new music from Andy Mineo. Plus, catch all the latest music news with Rachel James. It's all coming your way on the Weekend 22.
The Weekend 22.
DC Talk is reuniting again as they host the 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise.
During the cruise, DC Talk, the Newsboys, Toby Mack, Kevin Max, comedian John Crist, Mendeza, Ryan Stevenson, and Aaron Cole will all be performing.
There's rock climbing, bungee jumping, mini golf, full court basketball, an escape room, six whirlpools, three pools, a flow rider, laser tag, an ice skating rink, and more.
Plus theme nights, games, and teen events.
The 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise sets sail June 10th through the 14th.
On board Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas.
With ports of call that includes Port Canaveral, Nassau, and the private island Coco Cay.
Produced by Premier Vacation and Event, it's a vacation for the entire family.
And cabin reservations and more information is available now at JesusFreeCruise.com.
Back with more.
This is the Weekend 22. I'm Stu Gray, keeping you up to date with the hottest hits of the week. Hope you're having a great weekend. We've counted down to number 16, where we find Planet Shakers. They're climbing four spots this week with Resurrecting on the Weekend 22.
Number 16.
You are here as we're lifting up your name, lifting up your name. You are here as we're giving you the
That's Planet Shakers Resurrecting, number 16 on the Weekend 22. Be sure to check out our website at weekend22.com, get signed up for the Weekend 22 newsletter, and vote on our weekly polls. And you can listen to our Countdown podcast now. Thousands of people are doing just that from over 40 countries, like folks in the Philippines and Russia and Saudi Arabia and Guatemala. You can too. Go to weekend22.com and check it out. Now Hillsong United dropping back three spots with Not Today on the Weekend 22.
Number 15.
Trouble thrown. Won't break me, won't scare me no more. Fear must have thought I was faithless when it came from my heart. 'Cause I got a song that will never die. I know your love is the reason why I'll sing the cross. Tell me, did the darkness cry mercy as you roll back that rock? 'Cause I know your life is a life in mine. I know your love is the reason.
Number 15, that's Hillsong United, Not Today, on the Weekend 22. Here's an idea. Why don't you leave us a comment at our Weekend 22 toll-free comment line? It's up and running 24/7, 365, 1-800-761-HITS. Tell us what you think about the show or share any other comments or questions you might have. And right now, we would love to hear your story, how a particular song or artist has touched your life. Again, the number 1-800-761-HITS. Maybe this next song has touched your life. This is Crowder, Red Letters on the Weekend 22.
Number 14.
There I was on death row, guilty in the first degree. Son of
you've got hanging on here. Hell was my destiny. The crowd was shouting, crucify. Could have come from these lips of mine. The dirty shame was killing me. It would take a miracle to wash me clean. Then I
Red Letters from Crowder, number 14 on the Weekend 22.
Music news.
Let's check in with Rachel James. She's got the latest music news now.
Following Building 429's new label and distribution news, the band has also released the single titled Fear No More, which is receiving remarkable momentum at radio. Known for writing songs about faith, showing up in everyday moments, the band's dynamic new video and single encourages listeners to hold fast to faith amid life's inevitable setbacks. I wanted to write a song that actually spoke to the reality that many times the things we wouldn't ever choose actually lead us directly into the most beautiful, life-altering moments where the reality of God's presence is without a doubt, says Building 429 frontman Jason Roy. For Building 429, battle cries about living an unshakable faith have been the catalyst to multiple hit singles and playing for millions of fans in sold-out venues internationally. For more information, visit building429.com.
If you want music news throughout the week, click over to our website at weekend22.com. Lots more music left on the countdown this week, including the latest from Elevation Worship and new music from Andy Mineo. It's coming up. This is the Weekend 22.
Weekend 22.
Unplanned, based on a life-changing true story.
My name is Abby Johnson. I used to be the director of this clinic.
The Daily Wire says Planned Parenthood is not going to like it.
America wants abortion, which is why we exist.
Glenn Beck says, you have never seen anything like this.
You've managed to make an enemy of one of the most powerful organizations on the planet.
Unplanned, now playing. Tickets available at unplanned.com. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Presented by Fill the Gap Concerts, a nonprofit partner.
Let's get it on!
The Weekend 22.
Welcome back to The Weekend 22. I'm Stu Gray for Josh Ashton. We're counting down the top hits of the week. Thanks for spending some of your weekend with us. Our next song reminds us that it's God's desire to turn our mess into something beautiful. This is Apollo LTD, Gold, on The Weekend 22.
Number 13.
I was lost in the light, I was blind, but now I can see it. I was caught in a web of a lie that I was defeated. Well, it's hard for a heart to restart, but I need to reset it. Not a way to erase what I've done, but I need to forget it. But the beautiful thing you're doing is making me.
Up to number 13 this week, that's Gold from Apollo LTD on The Weekend 22.
Weekend 22. Future track.
Each week here on The Weekend 22, we introduce you to a song that we think will be a future hit. This week, that song comes from Andy Mineo's album, 2, The Sword, and reflects the message of 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, that warns us bad company corrupts good character. Our pick for a future hit, this is None of My Business on The Weekend 22.
Yeah, if you don't like me, that's your problem. When I let it bother me, that's my problem. And I got enough problems, I got enough. I got the sauce, you got the salt. But I care what you think about me, cause I don't think about you at all. Real ones, they don't talk about you, they talk to you. When they can't miss you, that's when they take a shot. And when they throw stones, then you know they don't rock with you. Don't you ever let them know that the talk got to you. Ooh, I'm about my business,
my
father, my family, my hitters.
You
never paid my bills, so why pay attention?
That's none of my
my business.
What they think about me,
that's none of my business.
What they say about me,
that's none of my business.
My business,
that's none of mine.
That's none of my business.
That's none of mine.
We don't really care what you're talking about.
That's none of my business.
What they say about me,
that's none of my business.
What they think about me,
that's none of mine.
That's none of my business.
That's none of mine.
That's none of my business.
That's none of mine.
We don't really care what you're talking about.
Yeah, if you don't like me, that's your problem. Hey, when I let it bother me, that's my problem. Hey, and I got enough problems. Look, I got enough. Why everybody wanna take one up? You ain't pray for me, you ain't take one up. When they don't know the story, they just make one up. Hey, gossip, stop it. Why you wanna talk to me about it? Go tell he or she about it. That's none of my business, leave me out it. Instead of subtweeting about it, don't FB, just be about it. You acting like an F, boy RD. If it weren't for God, I'd destroy your teeth. I got anger issues. Watch for the people that's hanging with you. Bad company be corrupting a good character. You supposed to own a company, instead you're sitting on your dairy. You're in a pair of your boxes, playing Warfare in your Xbox. You work at a pet shop, still couldn't beat your terrier. And on top, what's scarier is how you've been engaged for 10 years and still haven't married her. My bad, I got sidetracked. Look at me get a hypocrite, huh? I criticize them when I got my own thing to be fixing. Listen,
that's none of my business.
What they think about me,
that's none of my business.
What they say about me,
that's none of mine.
That's none of my business.
That's none of mine.
That's none of my business.
That's none of mine.
We don't really care what you talking about.
That's none of my business.
What they say about me,
that's none of my business.
What they think about me,
that's none of mine.
That's none of my business.
That's none of mine.
That's none of my business.
That's none of mine.
We don't really care what you talking about.
New music from Andy Mineo, that's None of My Business. Our pick for a future hit on The Weeknd 22. The Weeknd 22 and Fathom Events has a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to see the animated film Pilgrim's Progress. It's in theaters for a limited engagement April 18th through the 20th, based on the most popular book of all time next to the Bible. Pilgrim's Progress is an allegory that challenges and strengthens young believers. Hit up our website at weekend22.com and click on the contest link for your chance to win tickets to see Pilgrim's Progress from The Weeknd 22. Let's get back to the countdown now. Number 12, this is Elevation Worship, Resurrecting on The Weeknd 22.
Number 12.
The head that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. The Savior knelt to wash our feet. Now at His feet we bow. Shines for all to see.
That's Resurrecting from Elevation Worship, climbing up four spots to number 12 on the Weekend 22. Up next, the second half of the countdown with the latest from Mercy Me and Danny Gokey. Plus, you'll find out how to get connected with the show and give us your feedback online. It's coming up. This is the Weekend 22. 22.
The Weekend 22. The biggest songs in Christian music.
This is the Weekend 22 Countdown. My name is Stu Gray, sitting in for Josh Ashton. Hope you're having a great day, spending some time relaxing with your family and friends this weekend. We are counting down the top 22 hits of the last week. We're halfway through the countdown, and this is Brandon Murphy. This is Coming Home, number 11 on the Weekend 22.
Number 11.
I'm ready now to come clean. Second chances seem to be so few and far between. But I'm begging now on my knees. Every nightmare you were right there holding on to me. I know you know it all. Will you still break my fall? I'm coming home to you. Everything. Second chances seem to be so few and far between. It's a bitter taste, like a bad dream. But every nightmare you were right there holding on to me. Hurt me more than me, and no one's ever loved me more than you. I'm coming home to you. To you.
Holding on to the number 11 spot, that's Coming Home from Brandon Murphy on the Weekend 22. Why don't you tweet at us on Twitter and follow us there too. Find us at Weekend 22 Show. Mercy Me's Best News Ever cuts out the frills of realizing that Jesus already bore the burden of sin so that we don't have to. Because quite simply, it is the best news ever. Each verse provokes mental images that apply to anyone of any faith. We have convinced ourselves that needing a shoulder to cry on or needing help is a sign of weakness. But the whole idea behind the ultimate sacrifice was not just to cover us in grace for eternity, but to give us little graces we can lean on every day. Still in the top 10, this is Mercy Me, Best News Ever on the Weekend 22.
Number 10.
Some say don't give up and hope that your good is good enough. Head down, keep on working. If you can earn it, you deserve it. Some say push on through. After all, it's the least that you can do. But don't buy what they're selling. Couldn't be further from the truth. News ever.
themselves and press on, get it right, otherwise get left behind. Some say he's getting slow, so try hard then try a little more. But hold up, if this were true, explain to me what the cross is for.
Number 10, that's Best News Ever from Mercy Me on The Weeknd 22. 20th Century Fox and The Weeknd 22 has teamed up for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the inspirational film Breakthrough. It hits theaters April 17th, and it's based on the true story of one mother's unfaltering love in the face of impossible odds. Hit up our website, weekend22.com, and click on the contest link for your chance to win tickets to see Breakthrough from The Weeknd 22. Our next guests released their first album just over 15 years ago. So when we got the chance to sit down with Switchfoot, we asked the guys about their goals and what they've learned along the way.
I think that we've definitely always set out to write songs for everybody. You know, we've always wanted our music to be heard by as many people as possible because the goal was always communication. You know, so we were always happy to play for whoever would listen, whether that was at a church or a bar, you know, a club, a coffee shop, or college.
High school reunion.
Bar mitzvahs. And so it's definitely a dream come true to have the platform that, you know, that we've been given now.
As far as doing anything different, you know, there's things that you learn along the way, but I don't know any other way to learn those things than by just kind of trial by error, you know, trial by fire. You figure it out as you go along, you know. There's things that I look back on and I think, oh, that was kind of silly, but at the same time, I don't know how we could have learned that lesson. We always say that rock and roll is our education, you know, and we've learned a lot about the ways not to do things by doing it wrong, you know, but I don't see a way around that.
That's Switchfoot there. Thanks, guys. Stand put for a third week with Native Tongue on The Weeknd 22.
Number 9.
Sing to me, baby, in your native tongue. Sing the words of the wise and the young. Show me the place where your words come from. Love is a language, love is your native tongue. Feel your heartbeat, bang the drum. Open up your eyes and fill your lungs. The same word from where the stars are flung. Love is a language, love is your native tongue. I want your name.
That's Native Tongue from Switchfoot, number 9 on the Weekend 22. Up next, we've got a new poll question of the week for you. Rachel James will let us in on all the latest music news. And we've got the latest from Austin French and Sarah Reeves. It's coming up. This is the Weekend 22.
Hey, I'm Torin from Royal Taylor, and I have some awesome news. There is a way out of drug addiction, no matter how hopeless things might seem.
Hi, I'm Victoria. I'm 17. I was only 12 when I got high for the first time, and eventually I was trying everything from like acid to heroin. And I would go in the garage and I would try to huff gasoline and drink mouthwash. My parents like had to call the cops on me because I would get out of control. Since I came to Teen Challenge, now I have this sense of peace, just knowing that like I am in God's hands and I'm not gonna have to turn to drugs and alcohol. Just ask him to like help me through instead.
For more than 50 years, Teen Challenge has been helping both teens and adults find a life of freedom. With hundreds of locations across America, they can help you or your loved one too. You can find the location nearest you at 417-581-2181 or online at teenchallengeusa.com.
The Weekend 22.
We're back with more of the Weekend 22 Countdown. I am Stu Gray for Josh Ashton. It's the best hits of the week. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. When we asked you last time, what do you watch the most on TV? Only 7% of you said news, 13% of you answered sports, 18% replied Christian programming, 22% said movies, and the big 40% watch shows most of all. This week, we want to know how you read the Bible. One, I have a physical copy. Two, on my phone or tablet. Or three, I honestly don't read the word as much as I should. Cast your vote at weekend22.com. We've hit the number 8 spot, the title track from Danny Gokey's latest album. This is Haven't Seen It Yet on the Weekend 22.
Number 8.
Have you been praying and you still have no answers? Have you been pouring out your heart for so many years? Have you been hoping that things would have changed by now? Have you cried all the faith you have through so many tears? Don't forget the things that he has done before. And remember he it's like the brightest sunrise, waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope, hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. You're closer than you think you are, only moments from the break of dawn. All his promises are just up ahead. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet.
Maybe
That's Haven't Seen It Yet from Danny Gokey, climbing two spots to number 8 on the Weekend 22. Make sure you check out our website at weekend22.com. Get signed up for our Weekend 22 newsletter and vote on our weekly polls and listen to our countdown podcast. You can join people from over 40 countries who are downloading and listening right now in Guatemala and Italy and Russia. Go to weekend22.com. Check it out. Next up, Austin French with his hit, Born Again. It's at number 7 this week on the Weekend 22.
Number 7.
I was down on my luck, I was stuck, I was running around brokenhearted. I was sinking so fast, I couldn't last, falling apart. And you could have run away, leaving me there in my shame, leaving me fighting my pain, but you made a better way. Oh, oh, oh. I've been saved, goodbye to the sinner. I'm held by the Father above. Showing me all of my life in a new light. Every step, every breath, like it's the first time. You could have run away, leaving me there in my shame, leaving me fighting my pain, but you made a better way.
Oh, oh, oh.
I've been saved, goodbye to the sinner. I'm held by the Father above. No more shame, born out of the desert and drowned in the power of love.
Slipping to number 7, that's Born Again from Austin French on the Weekend 22. Back by popular demand, DC Talk, one of the most influential and groundbreaking acts in Christian music, is reuniting again as they host the 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise. Along with DC Talk, the Newsboys, Toby Mac, Kevin Max, Mandisa, Ryan Stevenson, Aaron Cole, and comedian John Crist will also be performing. The 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise sets sail June 10th through the 14th on board Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas, with ports of call that include Port Canaveral, Nassau, Bahamas, and the private island Coco Cay. Produced by Premier Vacation and Events, it's a vacation for the entire family, and cabin reservations and more information is available now at JesusFreakCruise.com. Next up, the latest from We Are Messengers. This is Maybe It's Okay on the Weekend 22.
Number 6.
If I didn't know what it hurt like to be broken, then how would I know what it feels like to be whole? If I didn't know what it cuts like to be rejected, then I wouldn't know the joy of coming home. Maybe it's
that's okay if I'm not okay. 'Cause the one who holds the world is holding on to me. Maybe it's alright if I'm not alright. 'Cause the one who holds the stars is holding my whole life. If I didn't know what it looked like to be dirty, then I wouldn't know what it feels like to be clean. And if all of my shame had drove me to hide in the shadows, then I wouldn't know the beauty of being free. Maybe it's okay. As in heaven.
That's Maybe It's Okay from We Are Messengers, number 6 on the Weekend 22.
Music news.
Let's check in with Rachel James for the latest music news now.
Internationally recognized praise band Planet Shakers released Rain Part 2 this weekend. The new 5-song digital EP was recorded at Planet Shakers conferences in the Philippines and Malaysia in January and features over 29 minutes of music. The lead single, I Choose You, from Rain Part 2, declares that God is the one to look to, no matter what the circumstances. This theme is further carried in the Only Way single featured on the new EP and became an encouragement to worship leader Joth Hunt through his battle with cancer. God had me write that song a week before I knew this was going to happen. It was the perfect tool God helped me to use to declare victory over the situation, says Joth, adding, it's easy to sing these songs week to week, but when you're actually going through it, these lyrics become more. They become an anthem.
If you want music news throughout the week, click over to our website at weekend22.com. Hang around, we've got more new music on the way from Neon Feather. Plus, find out how you can hear new music first and give us your feedback on it. It's coming up on the Weekend 22.
The Weekend 22. DC Talk is reuniting again as they host the 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise. During the cruise, DC Talk, the Newsboys, Toby Mack, Kevin Max, comedian John Crist, Mendisa, Ryan Stevenson, and Aaron Cole will all be performing. There's rock climbing, bungee jumping, mini golf, full court basketball, an escape room, 6 whirlpools, 3 pools, a flow rider, laser tag, an ice skating rink, and more. Plus theme nights, games, and teen events. The 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise sets sail June 10th through the 14th. On board Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas. With ports of call that includes Port Canaveral, Nassau, and the private island Coco Cay. Produced by Premier Vacation and Events, it's a vacation for the entire family. And cabin reservations and more information is available now at JesusFreeCruise.com.
An American Idol, they asked us to sum up our life goals, and I said I wanted to be a loving father and a faithful husband and a servant of all. And I think the servant of all, that's the main one, and I think that's what we're called to be. and it's to give our life for God, to give our life for those around us, to give our life for the good fight. My name is Jason Castro, and I am Second.
Discover Jason's secret to success at IamSecond.com.
Back with more. More. Weekend 22
Countdown. Welcome back to the Weekend 22. I'm Stu Gray. We've hit the top five biggest songs of the week, and we're kicking them off with Sarah Reeves' latest, Right Where You Want Me, on the Weekend 22.
Number five.
That's Right Where You Want Me from Sarah Reeves, number five on the Weekend 22. The Weekend 22 and Fathom Events has a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to see the animated film Pilgrim's Progress. It's in theaters for a limited engagement, April 18th through the 20th. It's based on the most popular book of all time next to the Bible. Pilgrim's Progress is an allegory that challenges and strengthens young believers. Hit up our website at weekend22.com and click on the contest link for your chance to win tickets to see Pilgrim's Progress from the Weekend 22. Now, Toby Mac moving up one spot with The Elements on the Weekend 22.
Number four.
I lace the boots up. It's straight to the door, cause this is worth fighting for. I get my head right, the heart's gotta follow. Whisper a prayer like there ain't no tomorrow. Take a breath, and I exhale slow. I wasn't made for this kind of cold.
This ain't the kind of place that you wanna know. These are the elements, I'm telling you, bro. This world, it's up in my grill. This world, it's shooting to kill. This world always gotta be stealing my heart. This world always trying to rip my family apart. I'll fight the elements. I'll fight the elements. I got spirit, I got faith. I might bend, but I won't break. I'll fight the elements. And I'ma go down swinging. This ain't our home, nah, not even close. They camouflage like we fighting some ghosts. You start to doubt everything that you know. I feel the heat and it's starting to show. They try to break us, make us wanna give in. Lay down our arms, no vacate us again. Lay down a fight, I could never relent. And I'ma take it all the way to the
I'll
end.
I'll fight the elements. I'll fight the elements. Spirit, I got faith. I might bend, but I won't break. I'll fight the elements.
And I'ma go down swinging. God, let me see it for what it is. This ain't neutral we're up against. These elements push me to the fence, and then I end up on top of it, if I'm not careful. To recognize what is pushing in, open my eyes to these elements. Stand up and rise to these elements. I'm willing to fight, willing to fight. The elements.
Number four, that's The Elements from Toby Mac on The Weeknd 22.
Weeknd 22. Future track.
Earlier in the show, we shared with you some new music from Andy Mineo. Now we want to introduce you to another song we think you'll be hearing on the countdown. It comes from Neon Feather, aka Ben Thompson, and features Matty Mullins. The idea for the chorus actually started as a potential Christmas song, but Ben quickly knew he wanted it to be more than that. So he brought in Matty to help flesh out the verses and add what Ben describes as Matty's life-giving voice to the track. Our pick for a future hit? This is Neon Feather, Come to Life, featuring Matty Mullins on The Weeknd 22.
Reach for mine.
That's Come to Life from Neon Feather featuring Maddie Mullins, our future hit pick on the Weekend 22. So before we get back to the countdown, we want to pass on some encouragement and advice from our next artist, Lauren Daigle, for other aspiring songwriters and musicians.
Stay in your word, because that's the one place that will never fail you. And from that place, you'll be able to breathe out the promises of God onto all the people that you lead. If you want to be a true leader, you have to study leaders, and you have to study His word and know His word so that you can not only guide His people, but that you can be full and refreshed and stay rejuvenated. Because the word says that that He is the living water and that He is the bread of life. And when we taste and eat of that water and that bread, it never runs out. It never runs dry. So we're able to pour out constantly because we're always nourished and we're always full. So if your place in life is to lead, then make His presence the most important place. And when you stay in His presence, that's when you're going to do your job the best.
Thanks, Lauren. She's holding steady at number 3 this week with Look Up Child on the Weekend 22.
Number 3.
Where are you now when darkness seems to win? Where are you now when the world is crumbling? Oh, I hear you say, I hear you say, look up, child.
Look up, child.
Number 3 with Look Up Child, that's Lauren Daigle on The Weeknd 22. Coming up, we're revealing our number 1 song of the week here on The Weeknd 22.
This Easter, from 20th Century Fox and Franklin Entertainment comes Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz, based on a true story. When Joy Smith's son John falls through an icy Missouri lake, all hope seems lost. But a mother's belief in the power of prayer inspires her community to trust God to do the impossible.
Please, God, send your Holy Spirit to save my son.
Breakthrough, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. In theaters Wednesday, April 17th. Tickets and showtimes available at breakthroughmovie.com.
Welcome back. Hope your weekend's going well. You're enjoying our countdown. I'm Stu Gray for Josh Ashton. We're just minutes away from the number one song of the week, but first, Switch is staying put at number 2 with Symphony, featuring Dylan Chase on The Weeknd 22.
Number 2.
Sometimes it's hard to breathe. All these thoughts are shouting me. Try to bring me to my knees. And it's overwhelming. Darkness echoes all around. Feels like everything is crashing down. Still I know where my hope is found. And it's only you and ooh. You say you're working everything for my good and ooh.
Music dumb from all my unruly notes. The distance is dissonance moving close. Now I see, erase the scales from my eyes. Then play the scale of my life. Chaos played off with a chord and a chord with a source prevented through strife. And I've tasted suffering. I've been embraced by the painful buffering. I've been bound by doubt so loud right now. But a melody is made when you play these rusty keys. So we all gotta get pressed. Tuned up like instruments. But I know all of life's tempo is set whenever we remember this.
Drowning out the voices all around me through all of this chaos. You are writing a symphony, and even in the madness, there's peace. Drowning out the voices all around me through all of this chaos. You are writing a symphony, oh.
That's Symphony featuring Dylan Chase from Switch, number 2 on The Weeknd 22. There are plenty of contemporary Christian hits that aim to encourage through scripture-based and worship-centric lyrics, but For King and Country took a different route when they came up with God Only Knows. The hit song encourages through empathy, meeting us right where we are, and reminding us that we're not alone and that we are understood. Putting on a brave new face may fool even our closest friends, but God sees through our careful facades and knows even the pain we refuse to acknowledge ourselves. Number one for a sixth straight week. This is For King and Country, God Only Knows, on the Weekend 22.
Number one.
Wide awake while the world is sound asleep, and too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. And every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
Told them they would leave, but somebody, somebody, somebody sees you. Somebody, somebody will never leave you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows. Understood and the ones to blame. What if we could start over? We could start over. We could start over. The kind of love that God only knows.
Still our number one song, that's For King and Country, God Only Knows, on the Weekend 22. Want to say a big thank you again to special guests Holland, Michael Tate of Newsboys, John Foreman of Switchfoot, and Lauren Daigle. The Weekend 22 is an amped creative production with charts compiled by tabulating playlists from contemporary hit radio stations across the country. The Weekend 22 would love to connect with you as a friend on Facebook. Check out our Facebook page and request to be a fan. Go to facebook.com/weekend22 or look for the Facebook link on our website at weekend22.com. Our executive producers are Ken Farley and Brandon Rabar. The Weekend 22 was produced by Jason Burrows. Rachel James, always with the latest music news, and research and script for Weekend 22 made possible by Rachel Jameson. I am Stu Graben, sitting in for Josh Ashton. Have loved spending the last 2 hours with you. Have a great weekend, or what's left of it.
The Weekend 22.
Over 80% of Americans use social media in their daily lives. With so many people on the internet, it's easier than ever for businesses to reach their goals. One problem, though, it seems that many businesses just don't know how. That's why we exist. Here at Helps 2, our team creates websites and social media campaigns for various businesses and nonprofits. We help them reach their goals, fundraise, and expand their reach to more people who care about what they're doing. More information is available at helps2.com. That's HELPS2.com.
Hi, this is Jason Anderson, and I'm taking a minute. In Genesis chapter 32, Jacob wrestles all night with someone he thinks is God.
The idea of wrestling with God is not new.
Most of us have wrestled with God before.
We wrestle with him when we don't want to do something,
or sometimes when we want to do something we shouldn't.
Sometimes we wrestle with God trying to get him to do something,
like Jacob, who says in Genesis chapter 32, verse 26,
I will not let you go unless you bless me.
Here's the weird part, though. Jacob already has the blessing. He got it from his dad twice, then again at Bethel in a dream. So why is Jacob still wrestling to get something he
already has?
We do this. God has already given us everything we need to win. He has blessed us, given us righteousness, the promises, the inheritance,
his spirit and power, the word of God.
So what are we waiting for? Well, like Jacob, we still wrestle with God to get something
we already have been given in the power of Jesus' name.
Satan was defeated at the cross, and you are blessed. God is smiling and is pleased with you,
and he loves you in every way imaginable.
I'm Jason Anderson, and I'm taking a minute.